Although many clinical disorders, including addictive disorders, are characterized by making bad decisions, decisions that are short-sighted, we don't really understand how the brain either makes good long-term decisions or makes short-sighted decisions. What we saw is a brain signature, if you will, for impulsive decision-making. Is something that differentiated the alcoholics from the non-alcoholics, this gives us a potential therapeutic target. So if we could design interventions that either medication or behavioral sorts of interventions that shift these activity patterns, those could be therapies that would be helpful. What we see here in the top panel on the right is an area that showed very high activity in people that tended to choose very impulsively and very low activity in people who tended to choose the delayed reward. And we saw the same pattern of activity in the area below it. These are the frontal and parietal areas, which may be forming a functional circuit together. And these two areas also showed an effect of the genotype, so that there was highest activity in these areas in people who had the low dopamine generating genes. And we saw relatively low activity in these areas for people with high levels of dopamine. In this figure, we see activity that, again, was high in people who tended to choose impulsively and low in people who tended to choose the delayed reward. It's in a region that has long been implicated in emotional or affective responses. This slide shows a very different pattern of behavior, as this was the only area we identified that showed very high activity in people who tended to choose the delayed reward and very low activity in people who chose impulsively. The sooner we can accept that addiction is a brain disorder, the sooner we can move forward in developing new ways to treat what is an enormously damaging and widespread public health disorder.